Knock, knock, blood bag. Open up in the name of the law. Ugh, this is the part of the job I hate. Actually, I think I just hate the whole job. How long are they going to keep me waiting? I hate looking around. This town is a dump. Why is the school the only building that looks decent? Well, aside from this house. But it's always the rich ones who figure they don't have to pay. Oh my god, okay. Knock again. Get into character. Fuck this job.
Hello, je suis Madeleine. We will keep this simple. I am a vampire, you are human. The law of the land dictates you must answer my questionnaire, yes? C'est bon. First, what is your name? And how is that spelled? And this is your maison? You reside here? Parfait. And the last question is most unpleasant. Why did you not submit your taxes in the spring? No answer. 2 weeks. Delightful. You must invite me inside so we can discuss.
Oh, no!
Open up, bloodbag. I'm well within my rights to set fire to this whole shit heap with you in it. You have 2 options, human. Death by smoke inhalation or me. There you are. What, the accent?
Ugh.
It keeps me entertained while I'm working. You know, character work. Don't raise your eyebrow at me like that. You'd be bored too if you were a vampire and a tax collector. It's like the most hated combination in the world. I like trying new things, to see what humans respond to. Also, you have to invite me inside now. Unless you want to break the law even more? Good. Thank you. I just need a space to put my bag. I have some equipment. Yeah, the vampire lords don't mess around with taxes. You're going to come with me after, and we'll take what you owe in blood. Slowly, over time, so, you know, you don't die. Humans are kind of fragile. It's cute. Hey, you didn't like the French accent, so this is what you get. Me being chatty. And this is a sophisticated operation. There's lots of steps. Checklists. Paperwork. It's kind of the best part of the job. If it has a best part. It doesn't. I'm waiting on you. You have to roll up your sleeves. I'm not doing a draw from your neck. Remember? You're fragile. Ooh, well, someone is looking flush and hydrated. The veins in your forearm are almost puffy. Ooh, I don't see that a lot. You should let me slap them. Never mind that I'm licking my lips. Just hold still. You're going to feel a slight pinch. I'm taking 2 draws for quality assessment. You're lucky it's not 3 for that stunt you pulled at the door. Ooh, good. You're feeling up, I misspoke. Is it warm? I feel warm. I never feel warm. I'm a vampire. What was I saying? Yeah, you're filling up the needle, really quickly. Tell your heart it's not a race.
Oh, it's so red.
All right. 1 vial is for posterity and 1 is for a drink. Yeah, I'm, like, appraising you, and if you think it's objectifying, you can file a complaint with no one, because no one cares. Yeah. Well, you know what we like to say, it sucks to suck. Just kidding, no one says that. I am alone a lot, how did you know? All right, that's good. I do this thing where I like to toast the humans with their own blood when I'm doing the appraisal. So cheers to your health. Ooh, I like that smell. You must have a really good diet. Whew. Yep. That is delicious. Ooh. You know, I've tasted a few humans, and, is this why you didn't do your taxes? Because you knew you were delicious? No? Then why didn't you? It's part of my questionnaire. You refuse to tell me why. You know, I could put you in handcuffs for that. Don't threaten me with a good time. Yeah, I would like that. Maybe you're right. Come on, you're officially transferred to my custody? Oh, don't worry. Someone who tastes like you is gonna go to a great blood bank. Good location, nice people, plenty of fresh air. Unless a vampire likes you enough to buy your debt. I mean, it could happen, yeah. I'm not gonna lie, you're delicious. Can you bandage yourself up, please? Really well, like really, really tightly? Thank you. Let's go. My carriage is waiting outside. Good evening. Shouldn't you be asleep? 3 days on the road and you're awake every time I wake up. Well, you should be resting. You're going to need your strength. If you're going to be stubborn, then hand me that abacus, please. Yes, I am still doing my paperwork, my counting. You watch me too intently. You can look out the window, you know. Did you drink enough water today? Good. If you're not going to sleep, are you going to tell me another story tonight? I liked the one you told me the first night about how your parents met.
No, you won't tell me a story? Oh, there are conditions. All right. State your terms, pretty human. You want to hear one of my characters? How do I put this? Fuck no? I'm not a trained monkey. What if the carriage driver hears? Don't look at me like that. Vampires are allowed to have insecurities. Ugh, your terms are stated. We will begin the negotiation process. You're lucky I don't feel like working tonight. All right, you get a glimpse of a character I've been working on, and in turn, you tell me why you never paid your goddamn taxes. Oh, but it's a good character. Maybe she can ask you. All right. Give me a moment.
Oh, please. Please, you have to tell me why you didn't pay your taxes. I'm just a human girl, and you really want to know. And afterwards, we can talk about the weather. I love it when the seasons change. And I want to talk about the fastest way to get somewhere. It's my favorite thing. Oh, I mean, my favorite thing, aside from eating potatoes. Won't you tell me? Oh, don't say no. Say yes. Because I can't keep doing this. Stop. Stop. You look so invested. Thank you. You are delightful. You know, I can't tell if I like you or I just like the way you taste. I keep looking at your neck instead of your eyes. No, thank you. The trick is to project your voice through your nose. Now, I have you right where I want you. Tell me everything, my beautiful blood bag. Why didn't you pay your taxes? I've seen your home. You could afford it. What? A demonstration of polite civil disobedience. No, you don't have to explain. I understand entirely. Your taxes would have supported a system you don't believe in. Yeah, you don't approve of how the vampire lords are spending the tax money. So you fixed up the school in your town instead. Wow. I'm not judging you. I understand that better than a lot of people. No, really. My parents tried to rebel, too. More forcefully, with torches and pitchforks. And when they were caught, I was made into a vampire. Yeah, it's a fucked up punishment. I know the system is broken, and economics are powerful. My mother used to say that every coin you spend is how you shape the world you want. It's actually really brave of you to stand up to the system like that. Thank you for telling me.
and I think I just finished all my paperwork. Can you sign here, please? Yeah, it's the last thing I need. I'm not smiling. Just sign it. God. Perfect. Or should I say,
parfait.
What did you just sign?
Oh, I bought your debt.
I had to move some assets around. I wasn't very liquid. We're driving to my manor now.
Will you please stay with me?
I'm very fond of you, and I'm not fond of anyone.
I want to take care of you, and drink from you, naturally.
Oh, well, cuddling closer is a welcome response. Does that mean the answer is yes?
I'll take good care of you. And if you want to change the system, I'll help you.
I'm all inspired now. I'm thinking about all the people that I know that would be sympathetic and also have power and influence.
Maybe we can make lasting change from within?
Does that sound crazy?
Ah, good. Let me look at you. You are so lovely. I think I wanted you from the moment you slammed that door on me. You should rest in my arms for a few hours. We'll be home soon, okay? I can't wait to give you a tour and to get to know you. I'm excited. I haven't been excited in a long time. Did you enchant me? Come here. Perfect.